Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Koslowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the Light the Fight podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Welcome to another episode of OG Therapy. And unfortunately, I don't have any of my OGs with me again. Everybody's schedules did not align. The stars did not come together. The planets did not align for us to be able to be here today. However, I do got some great questions from some teenagers that I'm going to start answering today. And we're going to start posting them throughout the next couple weeks. And you're going to get a lot more episodes the next couple weeks because I got so many questions to get through. I apologize to all the teens at Lincoln Academy for taking so long to get all these questions. I've only posted one so far, but that's about to change. So got a good question for you from a teenager here. And this one's a little bit of a personal one. And by the way, parents, anyone listening to this, I'm always blown away at the questions I get from teenagers, the things that they have going on in their life, the thing, and also some of these are preteens too, things that they have going on in their lives, and the questions they send are so insightful. They're so thoughtful. They're so sincere that, man, I wish everybody could see and hear the things that I see and hear from young people. Cause I think if you did see that side of them, it'd be easier to understand a lot of the things that they do. Now, I don't know if adults listening to this know this or remember this about their childhood and teenage years, but sometimes it's not cool to share all your deepest, darkest secrets out there to the public, especially in front of your peers. So we can't really blame teenagers for not wanting to put it out there. And, you know, if your kid comes home and you're talking to them and you ask them, hey, how was your day? What's going on? They may have a lot of stuff going on that they would want to talk to you about, that they'd want to bring up, but sometimes it's hard to know where to start, or maybe they don't even know how to phrase the question, or maybe it's a friend and they're worried and concerned that if they say too much, then you may, as a parent, you may question if their friend is a good person for them to be hanging out with. So there's a lot of things that can cause teenagers and kids to not want to open up, but I'm fortunate to get to see that side of them. And this question just, you know, is a great example of that. So the question goes, my friend's dad just passed away and he seems really sad. And I wanted to see if there's any way I could cheer him up. First of all, what a great friend. Now, when you have a friend that has a parent pass away, especially at this age, I imagine this is the first time this happened to this kid, meaning like not the kid whose parent passed away, but the kid who's the friend of the parent who passed away. It's not a common thing for young kids to have a friend that their parent passed away. But since you asked the question, I'm going to give you a suggestion. I'm going to give you a couple of them, actually. One, it seems kind of light. It seems kind of simple. But if you know your friend's favorite drink, candy bar, snack, whatever it may be, I would suggest just randomly get it for them, drop it off at their house, even mail it to them old school. If you don't know how to mail it, talk to your parents. They'll teach you how to put a stamp on an envelope. Everybody loves to get mail. Even today when we're used to getting things immediately, to get something in the mail from a friend, add a little note to it, just saying, hey, just thinking about you. Love you. You don't have to respond. Just, you know, I saw your favorite drink or candy bar and I want to get it for you. You could do that in person at school and give it to them. You could, you know, just kind of do it on the down low and just kind of, you know, like I said, drop it off their house, mail it to them. Those are always great things. Second of all, you can share with them a memory that you have of their dad. If you have a close friendship with this person and you've ever met their dad or hung out with them or been around their parent, that's a great thing. People love to hear stories about their loved ones that have passed away. You can write it down. You can text it to them. You can share it to them face to face, whatever you feel is best for your situation. But telling a friend, you know, I just want to just tell you that, you know, I was just thinking about your dad the other day. And I remember that time when we had that baseball game or he took us to McDonald's, whatever it may be. And just, he was so nice. He was so this, he was so that. Whatever it is that is a memory of your friend's father, share that memory with them, because there's so much sadness and there's so much hurt and pain from a death like that. Sometimes the best thing we can do is just remember the good things about your parent. your loved one. And for you to be the friend to share it with them. Maybe it's something that you thought about their parent that you've never shared or talked about. Maybe their parent, and maybe his dad helped you out in a specific way. Whatever it is, think of something positive that you can share with your friend that reminds them of, that reminds you of their dad and what great of a person he was, or it's just some of his finest attributes. The third one is, I could simply say just be a good friend, but let me describe what I mean by be a good friend. If your friends, like, they're going to be struggling, but if you notice there's anything you can do to help the friend out, now, granted, this won't be forever, so the suggestion I'm about to give is not something I think you should do or even need to do for a long period of time, but right now might be a really good time. Take whatever extra work or burden or stress off your friend that you possibly can. So, for example, if your friend is struggling in an assignment or in a class that you're good at, just say, hey, don't worry about it. I'll come over and help you study for it. Or, hey, you know, I can help you with this, that, the other. You notice that your friend has, hasn't really been taking good care of themselves lately. And maybe they've just been kind of like just getting by and not really like, you know, washing their clothes or. And I say that because sometimes it's hard to take care of your hygiene. Sometimes it's hard to do the normal day-to-day things, you know, when you're grieving and you're sad and possibly even depressed. So if there's anything that you can notice about your friend's life, something, a burden, a stress that you could help them out with, doesn't even have to, you know, mean that you buy them something that costs a lot of money. I'm not saying you can't buy them a gift or something that is something that they need. But anything that you could think of that could help take away your friend's stress to make their life a little bit easier. And the best things and the best ways to do it is to not ask them, hey, what would you need? Hey, what would you like? Do you want something to eat? Do you want me to bring it over to you? The reason why I tell people don't ask someone that's grieving, especially when it just happened, what they could use from you, or say, hey, what could I do for you? How could I help? The reason why I don't want you to do that is because that's one more thing for them to think about. You maybe ask them like, hey, what do you feel like eating? And they're like, I don't feel like eating. Even though they need to eat and you know they need to eat, sometimes it's best just to drop something off that you know they like. Taking one less thing off their plate, one thing that they don't have to worry about, is a great way to help your friend. Now I'm going to stop at those suggestions right there because I don't want to overload you with too much. And this is not counseling or therapy, like I said in the beginning, the disclaimer of this podcast, but I know those three things are a great starting point. And just, you know, one of those, those are just things that have worked for so many other people. And everyone that I've ever talked to that's lost a loved one, when their closest connections and friendships have done things like that, it always gave them a sigh of relief and gave them that extra like little boost to get through the day. Because when you lose a loved one, you're going to need people to lift you up and carry you until you can start caring yourself again. And these are some simple steps, some simple things that you guys can do out there. So take those to heart, give them a chance, and try it out. And, you know, you may not be the only person in your school or listening to this podcast that's lost a loved one, or maybe that's had a friend that's lost a loved one, I should say, more recently. So these are things that have been tried and tested. So give them a shot. And as always, you can come back here to the OG Therapy Podcast. We got plenty more questions in the past and in the future coming up for you guys to listen on. So just go to the description and read the description, see if it sparks your interest, if it's something, a topic or a question. We get a lot of questions from parents. So we usually like to put in there, hey, this is a parent question. This is a teen question. That way you can kind of a la carte pick and choose which things you want to listen to. And until next time, just remember, when life's got you down, struggling, and, you know, making you say, please, 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 just remember you can always press play and listen to your OGs. Until next time, be cool.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.